We've got a big announcement, girlies.
We're going on tour!
We're going on tour. We're hitting the road, Jack. Woo! So don't you come back no more, no more.
We're bringing our tour, That's Showbiz, all
That's
over
showbiz.
Ireland.
You have to say it like that.
Well, oh, but I That's can't sing.
That's Showbiz.
You have to say it like old-timey American. I'll work on it.
That has to feature in the show.
We're coming to name them.
A city near you. We're going to Cork, Limerick, Galway, Belfast, and Dublin.
Yeah, sorry about the Midlands, but we can't drive and we need to access by train.
We don't really know any of those. Our geography knowledge of that part of Ireland is limited.
But if you want to come see us, go to ticketmaster.ie and get your tickets because they're flying out the door, girls. And our girlies in the UK and Australia, don't worry. Because there's exciting dates coming soon.
Yeah. Keep the eyes peeled. That's
keep
all we'll
the
say
eyes
on that.
And ears or, peeled.
And the ears, because you might hear it on here again.
Do you keep your ears peeled?
Keep the ears clean, I would say.
Anyway,
maybe.
We're waffling.
Anyway, also, link in the episode description on how to get your tickets.
Exactly. See you then.
See you, girlies. I'm so excited.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
I would entertain the idea of doing a charity boxing match with Anthony Joshua.
Oh, yeah.
To be in the same room as Anthony
and just
Joshua.
So he touches me.
I'd cancel the match last minute. I'd be like, oh no, I can't do it. I'm sorry, like I'm so stressed, right? And then I'd go back and I'd like rob his gloves and sniff him.
Stunning.
You know what I mean? Hey girlies, I'm Kevin.
And I'm PJ.
And welcome back to
I'm Grandmam.
Woo! How's the form, girlies?
How are we?
How are things? You're rested and recovered now after your week in Dublin, are you?
It was a busy week, girls.
It was a busy week.
She was international. She went to Dublin. Oh, it was so nice.
Also, it was the first time you probably were able to do it without the stress of being like...
Yeah, because she's fully vaxxed.
Because you're fully vaxxed, so you weren't stressing.
So I went back. Yeah, it was the job. And it was just so nice to see Jose. I haven't seen him in 4 months, like, so...
And you love doing the walks in Dublin to be spotted by the Dublin girlies. Jose was telling me about the three walks a day.
No, I don't.
Jose said you love the walks.
It's a joke, babe. But it is nice to see the girlies though in Dublin.
Yeah.
It was gorgeous.
Did you go out looking for him?
No.
How lovely was it to see Jose?
Oh, it was so nice. It was a bit of a stress flying back though. In the airport, they were all like, get your locator forms, get your vaccination certs and all. Very dystopian future situation.
Yeah,
I got there and it was gorgeous. Because like it was open, so I was never in Dublin in Jose's new area in Rathmines when everything's open.
When everything's sorted.
Gorgeous cafes, stuff like this.
Yeah.
I was living my best life.
Oh my god, so
stunning.
Cute.
It was gorgeous.
I will say because our other housemate Clara was back in Ireland for the week as well. Girls, I love it. I'm such a lone
Do you love being alone?
Wolf. Guys, I absolutely love it.
I thought you were going to be like loving a few days and then be like, oh my god, I'm so lonely.
No, I think the week was the perfect amount.
Okay.
It was actually just, I don't know, I just love it.
Do you think you could live on your own?
I think I could.
Really?
I think I love marching to the beat of my own drum. And I love, like, not answering to anyone.
What do you mean? You don't answer to anyone?
No, I mean talking to you in the mornings.
But babe, I know not to talk to you in the morning. But
funny, because you were talking to me this morning when I was getting my bits ready.
That's because Nicki Minaj shared my Amazon advert.
Oh, we didn't talk about that.
Yeah, but obviously I'm going to talk to you when the Queen Nicki shared the advert.
But also, I just don't like being spoken to in the mornings.
Okay, whatever.
And you shared it on your story, I'd have seen it anyway.
My other friends celebrated me anyway, girls.
I celebrate all PJ's wins as well, just not at 10 a.m, girlies. So tell us about the Amazon advert.
I wrote an Amazon advert.
A new line in the pockets of Jeff Bezos. Down with capitalism, girlies.
Girl, well, we call out Alexa every fucking episode.
That's true, actually.
Yeah,
we need
do
to
you
stop.
Know what I mean?
We're actually part of the problem, I think.
Whatever.
But more so you.
The ads about feminism.
Yeah, the thing is, right, basically, for those of you who haven't seen it, PJ wrote a new advert for Amazon, and it's basically, is it based around the story of Rapunzel?
Yeah, basically, it's just an advert about, like, Rapunzel, but she doesn't wait in the tower, girly. She Amazon primes herself a ladder, and then she leaves.
I love, it's actually iconic. If you haven't seen it, you need to go on YouTube and take a look at it.
No, it was gorgeous. I wrote it when I was at Joint, where I used to work 5 years. Love it.
Team effort.
Team effort, girlies.
It's all about the team effort.
Oh, obviously.
Also, speaking of billionaires, Jeff Bezos, we need to discuss the newest member to the billionaire club, Rihanna.
And sorry now, I think the only billionaire I love.
Oh, completely. The thing is, I know people have an issue with billionaires. I think I do as well in my head. I'm kind of like, is there a need for someone to be a billionaire when poverty is rife in the world?
You know what I mean? Yeah. But the thing with Rihanna for me is like she's self-made.
Also,
she was an island gal, came over and just took the music scene by storm, and then goes, oh no, wait, I'm actually an icon at everything.
Yeah.
And then she just made her shmoney. I can't be mad at that. She got her bag, I'm sorry.
She did, to be fair, and she went about it herself.
And the Fenty Fat Water is gorgeous. So.
And you love the Fenty Fat Water. Yeah. I put on my skin one day, borrow PJs, and it's stunning.
Hydrating, girls.
It's so good.
Hydrating.
So do you think people should be able to become billionaires?
Yeah. No. Oh, I don't know.
I think I wouldn't like to be a billionaire.
I just don't think it's necessary.
I don't think it's necessary. And also, right, if I'm a billionaire, that's well and good. But like, first of all, none of my friends can really do stuff because I'm the billionaire. And I'm like, oh, do you want to go on halls to like Uber or whatever? And they'd be like, oh, I can't. I have no money or I'm working tomorrow. And I'd be like, oh, I'm a billionaire.
I don't think billionaires should exist, right?
Yeah.
And obviously redistribute the wealth and all that stuff. But
oh, she's a communist, honey.
But that's the like society we've created, right?
Yeah.
People can become billionaires.
But you've
just
created
because
the adverts and stuff. You're just looking. No, but also, right? I like to know how much money I have in my account. You know what I mean? Because you'd be stressing. If you had a billion, you're not going to be able to like keep track of it. And as well, or if people were like, you know, the thing, if people were like robbing from you and stuff, you wouldn't really know. And as well, because you're a billionaire. You know, if your friend owed you money, or saying if they're an acquaintance and you like loaned them one time, it'd be so embarrassing asking for the money back.
Well, you wouldn't ask for it.
But the thing is, but if they were annoying, like, and you wanted it back, I'm not talking about petrol money now or something, but you know, if they were like, oh, can I borrow this to pay for that? It's like, yeah, no bother, just give it back to me. Like, you can't really go chasing for it, which is annoying.
Okay.
Also, I feel like everyone would be asking you for money, do you know what I mean? Because, like, my friend's nan was on Winning Streak back in the day, and she was getting letters to her door asking her for money from randomers.
Yeah, but
and death threats.
But I don't think people, all you do, like, if you're Rihanna, you just set up a charity or something, and then you're grand.
Yeah, but people are still probably going to ask her for money, like, I mean.
She goes, no, doll, I'm putting into the charity.
But I'm kind of happy out, but if I used to see Rihanna on a night out, I'd probably be like, oh, you're around, is it? You know what I mean? You'd expect the billionaire to pay for everything.
Well, she was robbed by our accountant as well.
Who was?
Rihanna.
Really?
That's what Bitch Better Have My Money is about.
I never knew.
Yeah, her accountant was robbing from her.
Oh my
and
god.
And then she like done this iconic video where she like murdered him.
Okay, we love her.
And now she's a billionaire. No one else can be a billionaire.
Eat the rich, right? But hide Rihanna. We'd have to hide Rihanna when we're
we'd
doing this.
We'd have to hide Rihanna,
where
we
hide Rihanna?
West Cork
somewhere. Bantry.
She'd be bored.
Or Ballydehob. She'd be pure bored though. That's the only thing. And I feel like, because she'd be like serving looks, she'd stick out like a sore thumb down there.
Oh, they know Rihanna.
We could send her down to Graham Norton's gaff in Bantry, because she'd probably be like, it'd probably be a nice gaff.
And she probably knows him.
She might know him as well.
Yeah.
Rihanna, if you're looking for somewhere to hide when we go about eating the rich. What does eat the rich actually mean? Does it just mean get rid of him?
I think it just means like, yeah.
Or stop it.
Stop being rich, like.
Stop being rich.
Give us some money.
Yeah.
We're all just out trying to make some money, girls.
We're all just out here trying to make some money. And I feel like, even when you make some money, then you kind of always want a bit more money.
No, but I just think it's, like, I do think if I became a billionaire, right,
I would. It'd be a nightmare.
I think I'd end world hunger.
I think as a final word, Rihanna, do you have a loan of a fiver?
Rihanna, do you want to fund our live tour?
That's the thing, like, with all our money, she literally could just give it to us and it'd be grand.
I just, the saddest thing of the whole thing is that we're never getting the album.
Also, the saddest thing really is the fact that You know, the way I think, especially as Irish people, you're very like quiet about your money and your earnings, and like when you spend money,
yeah,
and you're not to count the confirmation money in front of like the people who are coming to your confirmation.
Well, that would be weird.
That would just be weird. I wouldn't do it anyway.
Yeah.
But I remember one of my friends, we had his confirmation party, and we were at the bounce castle at the back, and he's whipping out all the cards, and I was going, "Have some decorum." You know what I mean? I was mortified for him. So like, that's the worst thing. Everyone knows you've the money.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Mm. So then imagine then one time if you're just running to put out the bins and you were wearing a manky pair of shoes, everyone be like, look, aren't she have $1 billion?
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? And she wearing her manky shoes. Or if you were slipping on your mum's shoes. In other words, sometimes you slip on your mum's shoes to do the bins.
But I don't think billionaires are slipping on their mum's shoes to do the bins. The billionaire.
But they're just human, like.
They don't do the bins.
They don't do the bins, yeah. I think if I was a billionaire, I wouldn't do the bins. No.
You wouldn't do the bins.
I wouldn't do a tap.
You wouldn't do a tap.
I would just be a slob.
Yeah.
I would do nothing.
No, I'd have to stay humble. I think my family would take me down a peg or two. Your mum would... Your mum, if you tried to do anything...
I'd just get a new mum. I'd just buy a new mum. You know what I mean? I just get a new mum. I think, sorry, mum.
Make a robot version of Phil.
I think I'd just do a robot situation. Okay. I'm sure I could pay someone to be my mum.
I wouldn't. We have to stop now because it's turned into the billionaire's
air. It's a billionaire's
But episode. I wouldn't go to space. It just wouldn't appeal to me.
No. That's the weirdest thing about the billionaires. No. But it's apparently it's because they're building...
Sanctuary.
The bunkers over there.
Debunkers. Speaking of debunkers.
I was trying to find a segue into DaBaby.
What about DaBaby being so slow? Sorry now, but in 2021, how are you not educated about HIV?
I don't think there's any excuse really.
Is he slow? Sorry now, he
and
is.
And then he even gave this really poor apology on it, and I was like, that's still not even an apology.
So for people who don't know, DaBaby is this rapper fella.
Yeah.
Who just came
out. I didn't know who he was.
But he's featured in loads of tracks like Dua Lipa.
Yeah,
Megan
so
Thee
he was on a Dua track.
Yeah, and he basically came out on a concert and randomly was just like, put your cell phones up, apart from those who are HIV positive.
What was that about? It just doesn't even make sense. And why?
And then he was like, he kept going, my gay fans don't suck dick in a car park.
What was that about?
Number one, how do you know? Like,
also, why are you interested in it?
It's so weird.
Like, why are you interested in Lance sucking dick?
It's so weird.
It's just a bit weird. And
anyway, he's rightfully cancelled.
He's been cancelled from all the gigs as well.
He got cancelled from all the festivals, which I think, yeah, cancel him.
Yeah, proper order as well. Now, there is talk as well, because obviously everything that's gone on with Matt Damon during the week, it came out that Matt Damon only found out this year when his daughter corrected him that he shouldn't be saying the word faggot.
I know, but like, that's different, right? DaBaby's on the stage in a public platform being like, like literally bashing HIV and like, is so uneducated. At least Matt Damon was like, oh, I didn't know that I should be saying the F word.
Now, also I'm like, Matt Damon, are you taking the hate?
Also Matt Damon, are you taking, like, how did you not know that?
Yeah.
And I'm dead that he was like, my daughter told me, his daughter's a gay ally. She's booked for every gay club
She's booked on every Pride next year.
Gay ally.
She's doing every float.
I think it was a PR ploy to launch her career as a gay icon.
Oh my god. Well, we have to make her a gay icon after that.
But what can she do? She can't just, like, her talent isn't just telling people to stop using the F word, surely.
But I heard Matt Damon listen to the podcast and he said Kevin and PJ say the word fag, so I thought I could as well. He says gagging for you faggots the whole time because of us.
Just to reiterate, girlies, you can't say it unless you are.
Yeah, gay. Unless you are. So don't be saying it.
Yeah, no.
On the DaBaby discourse, right?
Yeah.
It actually jogged my memory of a really good like brain teaser my nan, God rest her, had for me when I was younger. And it was years ago, right? But it's still in my mind, right?
About DaBaby.
No, not to do with DaBaby. But basically, she wanted me to put detail.
Yeah.
Defense.
Yeah.
Defeat into a sentence, right? All into the one sentence.
Okay.
And basically, my nan used to mind me on a Saturday night. And I remember she put this to me at the start of the night, and I spent the whole night racking my brain, right, until I was going to bed, and then I was like, I can't, like,
kept too busy for the evening.
You know what I mean? I couldn't literally think of it, right?
Yeah.
And like, I was into my brain teasers as a kid, so I was literally like, I was like, nan, what
you
is it?
You were such a nerd.
Anyway, it's the dog jumped over the fence and the feet went over before the tail. I just sorry, it's really anticlimactic, I know, but I remember just being like, and I was so annoyed because I was like,
They're not even the correct use of the words. The
correct use of the words, but like pure Cork. But I just remember my nan got such a skid out of it. And it's actually, now it's a really fun memory. So,
you should get it on a tee.
I should get it on a tee, shouldn't I?
Get that on a tee.
Well, like, I'll reveal the answer on the back.
Yeah.
I'll say, put these three words in a sentence.
Yeah.
And then the answer's on the back.
Cork Tourism Board, you're welcome. Literally. Okay, let's park the homophobia and move on to the team.
Gladly.
The team for this week is... Fights and Feuds.
Alexa, play Fighter by Christina Aguilera.
Hook it to my veins.
Hook it to my
veins. I say that about every song we play, though.
Because we pick all bops, that's the thing.
We need to start adding them to the playlist again.
Oh, yeah. It's the piano intro.
She knew what she was doing. Skitting at her turned into a spider in this video.
Do you remember when you used to be able to do the automatic piano playing on the keyboards?
Head on to the right.
But in the end, I want to thank you, Grev Mahagos.
Shoulders.
For I knew you. It's a bit high. Guess I couldn't trust, cause your blood time is up, cause I've had enough.
She did have enough. She snapped.
By my side.
Always.
I wonder if this is prompted by something.
Who's it about, yeah?
Is who she trying to fight?
It's very like this, like very posed.
Very thus.
Yeah.
And also, dirty, and she's in a boxing ring.
Yeah.
She's mad for the fights.
She's mad for the fights, Christina.
She grew up the north side.
She calls her fans my fighters, doesn't she?
Or does she?
Really?
No. So I want to say thank you, cause you make me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me a fighter. Alexa, stop.
Words to live by.
When she started out, she was literally a kid.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So
no,
she
babe, she
like...
wasn't a kid. She was a genie in a bottle.
She was a genie.
You're to
she was
with
like,
the
what,
right
17 or something?
She must have been. She was Disney Channel, right?
She was Disney
her
Channel.
Her and Brit.
I'd say she didn't even know what she was going on about when she was doing the genie thing.
She thought she was doing an Aladdin remake.
That's what she thought she was getting booked on.
Yeah.
She thought the vibe was going to be her on a carpet.
No, she is an icon.
She is an absolute icon. Yeah. I must give her that. Now, for all you gays who slept on Bionic, shame on you. Bionic was an era ahead of its time.
It was so lousy because that album was iconic and it just didn't take off for her. And that was kind of the end of it, wasn't it, for her?
I think because there was so much hype when people found out she was back in the studio to create that. And then when it didn't do as well, people were kind of like, oh, that's it. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
But it was unreal.
Oh my God, I loved Bionic. I was always listening to...
I'm not a stranger, I'm in rare form.
If you really know me,
then
you know
it's not the norm.
That's what I'm doing. There was also the I am done smoking gun.
Oh, I don't know that one.
There was a few like
bops
like that on it. So justice for Bionic, girls.
Justice for Bionic.
Stream it. You're welcome, Christina.
Anyway, are we fighters?
I'm definitely not a fighter. I think I've spoken about this before that I just can't bring myself to do it. Like, I was telling one of the girls in work the other day, right? I was like, if someone was actually to even go about, like, beating me up, and then say, now, if I don't know, managed to swing him to the ground, I wouldn't actually be able to punch him in the head.
Okay.
Also, I found out when I was in secondary school that I actually literally didn't know how to punch, because...
You put your thumb inside your
I
fist.
I put my thumb inside the fist.
That can break your thumb.
Which I never knew, hilariously, because I never had to throw a punch in my life.
Yeah.
But it was around the time when people did the whole dead arm thing, right?
Yeah.
Or, you know, if you caught
my idea
something.
Of hell.
My idea of hell.
A like, dead arm. It. And dead legs.
But, like, stop punching me. Do you know
and
what I mean?
And stop giving me a dead leg. Like, that's sore.
Also, like, it's my body.
Also, I think it's illegal. You're just physically harassing
me. Yeah, that's
me.
Actually assault. But we just pass it off. That it was okay because
hijinks.
We saw a Yellow Ridge license plate. It's like, what? That doesn't make sense. You know what I mean? Like, I literally... Maybe that's where my hatred of cars comes from. Yellow Ridges and getting dead arms.
Anyway, you were giving your first dead now.
Well, whoever I had caught with the Yellow Ridge, I was probably joining in the hijinks.
You
there was no escaping
are.
It. And then your mum was like, wait, what are you doing with your thumb? And I was locking it like that. And he was like, you're going to break your thumb. Which I never knew. So now, when I'm getting in the fights, I only punch like that. But even I remember, you know, on holidays they have the punching bag things, and you can see how strong you punch.
Gay fear, girls.
Gay fucking
when
fear.
When they were doing the holiday punching bags, it was the scariest thing ever. Because I'm so big, right? Everyone just expected me to get a high score.
Yeah.
And I didn't.
I don't think I ever did it just because the absolute panic, because I was like, I'm not even going to be able to make it go down. But I remember one time being on holidays, I had this crazy thing in my head, right, that I was like, I'm going to get up in the middle of the night and go to the arcade and just practice on the punch bag. But ultimately, I just stayed in bed. I didn't have a key card at that age, so I couldn't get back into the room. So I was like, oh, that's that plan going out the window. I wouldn't have been able to do it in public, you know what I mean? And it's when all the sexy lads are around, yeah, you know, all the likes, even the Spanish and stuff, they all kind of gather around the punching bag.
Now, I hate the punching bag and it gives me the fear, but there's nothing hotter than a lad punching it and getting a high score.
Honestly, tie a chain around me and hang me from the rafters.
And he can punch me.
And he can punch me because, sorry, why is it so hot?
It's so hot. It's
even
so
there's, a new combat coach who started working at the gym that I work at. And when I say, like, how hot is he?
Yeah, he's really hot.
But what I think it's the boxing shorts.
The high-waisted ones. Why is he making a high-waisted?
They were high-waisted, weren't they? But lads, when I say, like, how hot is he?
Yeah,
he's so hot. But he knows. The thing is, when I find someone that ridiculously hot,
yeah,
when I see him in person, I find it so difficult to, like, quell it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm very obvious about it.
I'm dead girls. Kevin booked in for a session with him.
He said we should do sparring sometime. And I was kind of, like, just running with it. And I was like, what? But like, the thing is, I'm not going to be able to. I think he thinks, because I work in a gym, that I'd know the bare minimum. And I really, really, really don't.
Yeah.
It seems that most gay people, and I know I'm generalising here, tend not to be fighters. We're lovers.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I do find there's definitely a thing around gay lads would be less likely to get into a fight. And I think it's maybe because we're more in touch with our feminine energy.
I think maybe it's that. And like, when growing up, instead of like getting in those, like, fake scraps with lads and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, that we didn't want to be doing all the messy bits.
Yeah. No, I would say they're kind of, like, they're fighting another way. They're bitchy and it's like gay lads will cut you with your words. Because I would say, like, sometimes I'd rather just get in a physical fight than to have a gay fella be mean to me. Because, like, they fight dirtier. Same thing with girls.
Yeah.
Do you ever, like, in my school, the lads' school, lads would just bait the head off each other and be done with it. But the girls are vicious and they're fighting.
The girls can be
is
vicious.
Actually way more psychological and like crazy.
Yeah.
It's so like
scary. You're so right.
So I do think gays and girls share that.
But see, the thing is, I had to be quick with my words in school because that was my defense mechanism. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
So I would say you are a fighter, just not a physical fighter. You're a verbal fighter.
See, yeah, but I still wouldn't classify myself as a fighter.
Girls, are we redefining fighting?
Let's normalise fighting.
We're normalising fighting. No, but like, if there is different types of fighting. So
yeah,
obviously there's the physical disgusting one where everyone's just baiting each other.
Yeah.
But the verbal one, I do think, can be more vicious.
But see, like me growing up, I literally, with the exception of like having fights with my like siblings and stuff, which sometimes might turn into physical altercations, right? But like, in the most part, it was just like us like bickering or like doing gotcha last and like snapping each other. But I never really got in fights as such.
I never really wanted to fight, but I just felt like growing up, like in our area, like you just kind of had to.
Yeah.
So like, I'd be in the secondary school I went to, the North Man, there was a fight every lunch.
Yeah.
Like, and it'd be over something stupid, like someone would throw a copy at someone and he'd be like, oh, they're fighting at lunch. Then the whole school would come out. And the boys never wanted to fight each other, lads. And they were just peer pressured into doing it. So
that's
everyone
the thing.
Used to surround them.
No one wanted to fight.
And then, except, like, some of them were, like, showmen. They were, like, like they were, like, Hulk Hogan in the gaff.
Yeah.
But the other ones were just like, I don't want to fight, but no, I have to because everyone's pushing me into the circle.
Yeah.
And I was always like, oh, poor fellas.
But, like, I remember even one time I was in history and a fella, James, laced a plum at my face, right? And then I had to pretend as if it was the funniest thing in the world because, like, otherwise the next step would have been for us to fight. Because if I'd have retaliated in any way. Now, I remember the sting in my face, right? And the plum went all over my copybooks and everything. But I was like, I need to laugh it off. And I remember being like, oh my God, it was a good shot.
Oh no.
Because I couldn't, like, instigate a fight. Because I'd have been defenseless.
So I learned, like, obviously, when I was younger, I was way more gentle. And I was like, I would avoid, like, you, like, avoid fights at all costs. But then as I got older, I got bigger and lads, everyone always wants to fight the tall fella.
That's the thing. If we were ever to be confronted, touch wood, God forbid, like on a night out, right, I know you'd probably be the first point of attack.
Everyone always tries to fight because it's like they have something to prove or something.
Yeah. Or it's like if you were one of the gays who was hanging around with the girls, like when you were younger, and if the girls were to say something that they couldn't go for one of the girls, the lads, so they go for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Me telling all the girls to shut up.
Yeah, basically, I was always the target. So then I learned quickly. I never say I'm a good fighter, but I've learned not to like back down from a fight. Okay. So if someone like ever hit me, I'd fight them, and I just like try my best to do the best I can, but I'm not good. Like, I'm just not afraid to fight, basically.
I know what you mean.
So like, I don't think I win. Probably never. I remember one time I was fighting in a field. So this fella, I think he said something like, "Oh, stay to you with your fat head," and then I said like,
"But wasn't fat head one of the worst insults to throw at someone when you're younger?"
I am scared because they used to call me head and cheese when I was younger, and they said that I used to carry around easy singles in my pockets. But I didn't, like. Anyway, so he called me
head and cheese.
Head and cheese, yeah.
And you don't even do dairy now, like, if they could see how far you've come.
But like, also, why did they go away and make up a rumour that I carried around easy singles in my pockets for when I got hungry?
That's the funny.
And I had a huge, I did
That's
have a
like
huge
something
head.
I'd make up. Though.
Yeah, I grew into my head. Anyway, he called me. He was like, "Oh, look, say to you with your big head." And I was like, "Say to you with your pennies runners," or something like this.
Yeah.
And then he goes, "What did you say?" He was just looking to fight me, basically. So instead of fight me, but then I ended up baiting him around the gaff.
Really?
So I was just like, I ended up baiting him. Then his cousins hopped on and baited onto me as well. And then later on that day, I was just like, they were like, "Okay, so like, we just call him John now because we're family. I don't want to get in trouble." Was just like, "Wants to fight you again because he said that you won and he wants to like be able to win." I goes, "Oh, no, he won."
Oh,
I was like, sure, I didn't give a shit. I just didn't want to
also,
fight again.
There's so much power in that, I feel.
Yeah, I felt like beat dick energy looking back in it now. But then I was just shitting because I thought he was going to blow on my windows. Girls, when you were younger, everyone in Northside would say to you, they'd turn around to you and be like, "Do you know who my family are? We're going to come down and blow on your windows."
Oh,
and I would always just think, my poor man.
Someone said it to me before, and I remember I said I didn't sleep for a week. I was like, they're going to blow in our windows.
Yeah.
And we had single glazed as well at the time. We've double glazed now, girls are coming up in the world. But I was like, he'd easily go through
easy
it.
Easy to blow in the windows.
Even if he did like weak smack.
Yeah.
He'd be through the thing.
Yeah.
The only fight I've actually been in with someone that wasn't my brothers and my sister was Padraig. And
physical.
As well, physical, yeah. Only the one time. Only the one time. And it was probably, if there was footage to surface
sorry,
of that.
No, it's not. I can't get the image.
We got in a physical fight. So basically, I don't know, it was like building up for a while because basically we were in primary school, right?
Yeah.
It's actually the gayest story in history, but we were in primary school and Padraig thought he was Billy Big Bollocks because he was sitting next to one of the cool lads. So he decided to call my phone in the middle of class.
Oh, I remember this.
I told you this, right? And baby cakes went off, right? And I was allergic. But anyway, we were going to his house after school because we had drama that evening.
Yeah.
So went back to his house and it was like the tension was rife, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we were inside in the gaff. Anyway, one thing led to another. Padraig, when I asked him, said, was it because we were playing SingStar again? And was there like a bit of controversy over that about who was singing what? But I can't remember that bit. But anyway.
You're so gay.
Got into some kind of fight in the living room as well. But we were kind of half laughing, fighting, because it was so like, it was abysmal. Like literally like, oh my God, I couldn't beat Nick. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the best was then, we were going to Sweet Drama. It was just down the road from Padraig's house, right? And I booted on ahead because I wasn't able. And next thing I just heard, Kevin! But we used to go a shortcut and we used to have to hop a fence.
Yeah.
But Padraig's school trousers got stuck on the fence. So he was literally hanging by a wedgie.
No.
Up in the fence and he was literally like this, right? And couldn't move. So I was like, do I leave him there and just go to Sweet Drama? But then I was like, you know what? Ceasefire.
Yeah.
I called the truth.
Your friend was in need.
My friend was in need. And that's the thing. Like, I went back and I helped her down and she was sorted again. But that's literally
the only fight.
The only fight. And again, like, when I say fight, like, no one had a bruise. No one had a chipped tooth. No one had a blood nose.
But, like, when you went out, when I was 18, I'd go out on the weekend and, like, about, like, I say,
you were pure saucy.
But
you
every now and then, I say, like, every second weekend, there'd be a fight, like, a physical fight.
Where? Burger King?
Yeah, kind of that, or down an alley or something.
I just avoid.
I think I was just like hanging around with the wrong crowd or something.
Maybe
like,
hanging around with the wrong crowd.
But
as
also,
well.
My group of friends, like Dylan, Jordan, Dean, like we never started the fight. We were cheeky. Dylan's pure cheeky now. But like, we would never go looking for a fight, but it would always find us for some reason.
Yeah.
Do
you have a bit of a look like you want to fight about you?
I'm a lover.
Or do you have the type of face someone want to smack?
Yeah, I think the latter. But as well, I got a bit better because basically When we were like, I think we were about 14 or something.
Yeah.
We, Jordan's uncle is like a huge Thai boxing like fighter. Gosh. Martin Horgan. And then Aaron O'Callaghan, his brother, is like huge now.
Okay.
So like they had like a Thai boxing gym, Martin did. And me and Jordan used to go out there the whole time and like train.
Unreal.
Now, poor Jordan was nothing. Like he was a skinflint and I was on the bag with him. So like, really? I was blowing him around the gaff, but then they put me with like a grown ass man and I was fighting with him. But yeah, so I learned a bit of fighting there and a bit of grappling. It was all like Thai boxing vibes.
I'm not into boxing at all. And I would say like, because you know, even there was a time when like, when Conor McGregor, like, and we won't give him too much airtime, but remember when he was like fighting and stuff and people would be staying up and they'd be doing the pay-per-view and they'd be watching his fights in Vegas and stuff. I could never even watch that because I find it like difficult to watch. I don't like seeing someone get bailed around the gaff and I'm like... Now, obviously, it's a sport as well or whatever, and maybe it's a debate for another day, but I'm like, Jesus Christ, are we living in the Stone Age? You know what I mean? Hunter-gatherer, is there
a need? I know what you mean, like, with fighting as a sport, but then I'm like, if it's, like, a sanctioned sport, like, like Thai boxing, for example.
Yeah, I know.
They, like, train really hard as part of their culture in Thailand.
And there's respect for it and stuff.
And there's respect for it and stuff, like karate and stuff, taekwondo.
Definitely, yeah.
Like, all those martial arts, I'm like... Stunning. UFC, then I get a bit like, is that a bit of a bloodbath?
That's a bit of a bloodbath, definitely.
But I think it might be because I'm scared of it.
Maybe it's because
I'm petrified of it. But the hexagon ring is glamour. I love the shape of the ring.
That's the thing. I think the what MMA was developed by a gay intern.
Yeah, what gay intern thought of the hexagon ring or whatever.
I love the hexagon ring.
And as well, how camp are the entrances?
The entrances are capital camp.
And they're wearing their silk robes. Yeah. And they're coming into their track and they're sissying that walk down the runway.
That's the only moment I've ever wanted to be a boxer or like a fighter. And also, I will say... There was a time when I was addicted to watching, you know, the weigh-ins that they would do before the fight.
Because they'd be all kissing each other.
Because of the homoerotic nature
of it. It's the most homoerotic moment ever. They're all in their jocks.
They all have like semis.
They all have semis.
I've looked.
And then they're going head-to-head with each other.
There's so much testosterone.
So much testosterone. And then there's once or twice like...
They'd be kissing.
They'd be
kissing
just for the joke.
For the skin, I'm like, oh my God, do it again. But for longer. It's so funny because I was like I have vivid memories of me like being younger and like searching YouTube for like those weigh-ins to watch those videos of like the boxers, whatever. And I was going through my YouTube histories of the day because you can actually, if you were signed into your YouTube when you were searching things, you can actually bring up your whole entire search history.
That scares the shit out of me.
Which is scary. But I put it up on my Instagram today because one of the things that I had searched was, along with... boxing weigh-ins. Like, sorry now, but if my siblings or my mum or dad was to come across my YouTube search history when I was that age, they'd be like, what the fuck, is he doing boxing on the sly or what's going on? Or they probably would have been like, oh, my son's a fag. But they wouldn't have said the word fag because they're not Damon. but so up there as well was the men of Desperate Housewives. And obviously I didn't get good enough a kick out of that. So I then typed in the sexy men of Desperate Housewives. Also there
you're
was...
looking for Mike.
Just type in
Mike, babe.
That's the thing, it would have been easier if I just typed in the name. But then I was also typing in male sports massage. Male sports massage. Like, I was like, enjoying that. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's just embarrassing.
I used to type in Maxi from Skins getting ready in the morning. Because there's a scene where in Skins, he gets out of bed and he's not wearing any jocks. And he pulls up his pants and bum out. And I used to watch that all the time on YouTube.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what we should do. We should go through our entire, if you still have it, because there's other things on mine which I couldn't actually see.
I have to check and see. And we'll go through it on Patreon. We have to.
And that's clickbait, girlies. So the thing is, right... Even though I haven't been in many fights, I'm not wishing this upon myself by any means. So if you're like a bully or a thug and you're listening and you're like, oh, he's looking for a fight, I'm not. But what I am saying is, if I was ever presented with a fight, I wouldn't like to see how I'd fare. I'd just be trying.
I was just saying, would you go fight or flight?
See, right, if we're speaking about fight or flight, I feel like... My body must think I'm an air hostess because I'm in a constant state of flight. Because I don't think I'd actually be able to.
You're flight.
I think I'm flight through and through.
Okay.
And as well, I am quick. So it would make more sense for me to fly. My body's kind of going, you're not going to stand a chance, so get out of there.
It's a like reaction. It's like a physical reaction.
It's a hormonal response. Yeah, and it's to do with the like adrenal glands that it's actually they release a load of
Dr.
hormones.
Doctor Toomey here,
the endocrine system. But they release hormones which, like, you know, will increase the heart rate, yeah. will get you, like, will, like, I don't know, do something with the brain to make you be like, what do I need to do here?
It depends on the situation for me. So I'm fight when it comes to, like, an altercation or, like, or like an argument, right? Yeah. But I'm flight when it comes to, like, getting caught doing something. So, like, do you know, like, if like... if the guards were ever coming to get us drinking in a field or something. Yeah. Or like, or if you did something like, I don't know, mischievous in school.
Yeah.
I would never stay and try and like talk my way out of it. I would just run. Whereas I think you're the opposite. I feel like you'd be able to get out of drawing on the walls or
that's
something.
That's true, isn't it? I will also say that I believe the adrenal glands do come in handy when it comes to performing, right?
Okay.
Because, you know, when it comes to like... like, we'll say, doing a gig or, like, doing something on stage or doing something where there's a load of, like, pressure or, like, performing for people. Like, I tend to, like, instead of buckling under pressure, I kind of, I like to think in my head.
You're a fighter.
Rise to the occasion. So, like, but that's the adrenal glands again. It's like you going, okay, this is a really stressful situation, but you're gonna rise to the challenge, girl. Like.
Yeah, exactly.
So, in those scenarios, when it comes to the stage, basically, when it comes to the Opera House, the Everyman, any of the West End bits that I've been doing, I'm definitely fighter, performer.
Just when it comes to where, like, you would get beaten up.
When it comes to beaten up.
Flight.
Yeah. Unless it's stage combat. In which case, I would be pretty good at that also.
When I was in Dublin, actually, I had a fight or flight situation.
Really?
And it actually ended up being gorgeous. So me and Jose were walking to his sister's gaff, right?
Yeah.
We were going for dinner. Gorgeous.
Okay. Yeah.
Walking down and there was
holding hands?
Were we holding hands? No, we were just walking next to each other.
Just walking next
but
to each
being
other.
Fags, like.
But being fags.
And then
we
there was these
it.
Three kind of, like, scummy kind of fellas, like, but they were, like, young teenagers. I say they're about 14. Like, but pure, like, do you know, they're the scariest
they're
ones.
They're scary. Why, though?
They were, like,
scariest.
They had, like, a stick in their hand. They were, like, hitting each other. And they were, like, kicking stones and stuff. And we were by a river. I thought they were going to push us in.
I would have been gone the other way.
I was, like, oh, my God. And there's no, like, other road we can go to. So, and we were walking way faster than them. Because they were pure strolling. They were just causing havoc.
Yeah.
And then we were just coming past them. And me and Jose were both. We could feel off each other that we were, like, okay, they're going to say something here
they
now.
Say something, yeah.
And then I was, like, okay, Jose won't really say anything back to them. Like, I'll say something back to them. But, like, what am I going to say when they call us, like, faggots or, like, whatever, or, like, make fun of us? And then we were walking past, and then the young fella just goes, oh, yous are cute. But, like, not in a, like, making fun of us way. And then the lads would just kind of nod and be like, oh, yeah. And then I was like, oh, nice one. And then they goes, are we cute? And then I was like,
what?
Like, really innocent, really lovely, just, like, being like, you're a cute couple. And then me like, yeah, boy. And then literally walking forward, me and Jose didn't know what to do with ourselves. We were skitting laughing, like being like, I can't believe these young fellas who we were just shitting off there a second ago were just like, oh, you guys are cute. Like, you make a cute couple kind of thing.
Sorry, that's the plot twist of the century. Y'all wanted a twist.
Y'all wanted a twist. The kids.
I was so scared.
I was scared enough to be like, go in, feck off. Like, you need, like, we're everyone's, like, human rights kind of speech for the kids.
Yeah.
And they were literally just like,
you getting ready with panties, noble corn speech.
But it was like, you can't do, like, I can't do the Dublin accent, but they were, like, kind of proper, like, rough Dubliners, and they were like, yous are cute.
That's so
It was so
lovely.
Cute,
it
wasn't
sounds
it?
Like, I don't know why this came to my mind, but, like, an ad for On Puss.
Literally.
Do you know what I mean? Or something like that.
It was so cute.
Or, like, Fall to Ireland, where they go, even the fags are welcome, or something like that. Oh, that's really, really lovely.
I was bawling afterwards, and I was like, that's a moment there now where I'm glad that we didn't do flight and take off down an alley somewhere.
Yeah, I know.
And we stayed it out, girls.
Oh, that's so, that's
oh,
really,
I know.
Come here, lads, if you're listening. They're not.
Lads, if you're listening, by Blanchardstown Shopping Centre, that's not where we are, but I had no clue where I was. I just follow Jose around Dublin.
we be delighted because I know where Blanchardstown Shopping Centre is.
Sending you love.
I can picture it. Sending you love, girlies.
They
if you ever want to come to London.
They really said work mama.
Work fags.
Yeah.
If you ever want to come to London, I'll take you to a show or something. We can take them to, we'll do,
Everybody's Talking About Jamie.
We'll do Everybody's Talking About Jamie, and then we'll go to Shoreditch Rooftop. afterwards, we'll do all those
with the 14-year-old kids. I don't think so.
Might be a bit weird.
Might
but
be
maybe,
a bit weird.
Like, maybe they're cool.
We're set in a youth club. and they're heading it up. They're the face of the youth
I
club.
Love them.
Yeah,
well done, boys. Them. Restoring the faith.
I know.
Okay, so even though we ourselves haven't had our fair share of fights and feuds, well, we...
We have,
but we've spoken about all of them, yeah. I feel like we have.
It's coming up to Mighty Hoopla, we're due another feud.
We're definitely due another feud.
Do we fight? We fight every Mighty Hoopla, that's what I'm worried about. Like, you were trying to organise an after party there earlier with the lads, and I goes, babe, we're going to be fighting by that time.
Yeah, we're going to be fighting.
I was scheduling also, fight
Also, I'm not going to be scheduling an after party when I know I'm going to be asleep come 10 o'clock.
But can we, will you just not fight me? Can we think?
No, but also you're making it as if I'm in the instigator. Let's remember who's
okay, yeah, we won't fight with each other.
We won't fight with each other.
But I never physically fight you. That'd be too easy.
You tried to, though, that time. Who would win in a fight?
Me.
Yeah, you would. That's annoying, isn't it? But I feel like if I'm to do these training sessions with the fella in the gym, will I be sorted?
Well, I'm never going to physically fight you, so...
But why not? What if it was...
Charity boxing match!
No, I'd have to have a gum shield.
No, you'd win in an organised fight because I fight dirty. I'd get deducted points. Street brawl, like.
No. I'm talking like white collar boxing. What's white collar boxing mean? But you know what I mean? Just like, okay. You, me, some mitts in the ring.
No, because it would just, like, if you won, then I'd be mortified because I'm double the height of you. They'd be like, skitting out.
Oh, yeah. And actually, no, but you'd be at a really unfair advantage.
Yeah.
Or what I could do is...
I think if we were the same size, you'd win.
If I tried to up the kilos for the match, I'd kind of love that myself.
Maybe you'd have to double your weight.
I wouldn't.
I'm 100
You're a slim chicken.
I'm 100 kg.
Yeah, I'm like 85 or something.
You're not.
I think I am.
Really?
Yeah.
It's all muscle.
That's pre-poo. A fella was telling me in the gym the other day, he was like, where are the weighing scales? I was like, babe, it's all about how you feel. I shouldn't give it that response because I work there, but I didn't know where it was.
I'm telling you, going him, no, I need to track my weight. You, oh, it's all about how you feel, babe.
That's literally what I said. And he was so annoyed at me because he was more like gymmate. And I was like, babe, don't even stress about this. I was like, do you feel good? That's all that matters.
You need a bit of body positivity, babe.
But come here, but I'm thinking as well, apart from the skit, like, we make a few bob. Few oh, wait, bob. It's charity. Shit.
We don't give 10% to charity.
10%?
No, but you know when people do those boxing matches.
Boxing matches,
that YouTuber.
Is it Logan Paul?
Yeah. They made millions off that.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it Logan Paul?
Yeah, I thought he was cancelled.
Whatever.
I can't keep track these days.
No. I don't want to fight, right? But I was scratched one night on a night out, right? But I love the scar. I have the scar on my tricep and it's pure hot. Now you can't see it much there, but
the scar's a bit of a reach, babe.
No, obviously it was more scarred when it first happened. Like, this is years old, by the way.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, and I also have a scar there. That one was swinging on a pipe in the brogue.
I can't see anything.
You can't see a scar going across
my wrist. Oh, I can.
Yeah. So that one. So don't want to fight, but maybe one more scar. Not near the face.
Okay.
Back of my arm, back of my leg. And people just be like, oh my God, hot.
Tell me that story. Where have you been kind of vibes?
Kind of that. Okay. I'm pure like, oh my God, is he in the army? Celebrity feuds, right, that's what we're going on to, because I know we're celebs ourselves, but we haven't had that many feuds today.
But as well, we're not talking about celebrity brawls, these are like
feuds. Yeah, that have like stood the test of time as well, right? Right, so we tried to take note of the most like...
Iconic ones.
Iconic and camp ones, right? So first off, and as well, I was only privy to this as of last year, because I do feel like Paris Hilton went off the radar there for ages.
She did.
And she's back now doing cooking with Paris.
Doing her bits.
Or is it baking with Paris?
She's in the kitchen in general.
She's just in the kitchen, right?
In the kitchen in general of Paris.
That should have been the name. But Paris Hilton v Nicole Richie.
They were besties, right?
Besties. They did the Simple Life together in 2003.
They were iconic.
They were the it girls of the generation,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they were.
Lauren Conrad and the other one found rotting.
Yeah.
Who's the other one? Heidi Montag.
Heidi Montag.
But anyway, the feud between the two occurred when Paris apparently didn't invite Nicole to her Saturday Night Live hosting gig.
Oh.
That's how it was prompted.
Really?
And then in retaliation, basically, Nicole Richie held a viewing party of Paris's sex tape at her gaff. And invite all the friends. And I just think that's such a scream.
Nicole is iconic.
Nicole is iconic.
I love Nicole Richie.
I think I love the two of them.
I love the two of them.
I love The Simple Life. And it was one of those shows that I couldn't love too much because it was so gay.
So gay.
They were so funny though.
But they knew they were playing characters and they knew they were just playing up to it. And I loved it.
That's the thing. Apparently, didn't Paris Hilton come out? I've never watched
the documentary. She's so clever.
And she came out and she's like, oh, I'm not dumb. I'm really intelligent.
She's like, I'm a businesswoman. I was making that cash money.
That's the thing.
She invented the selfie, babe.
Did she?
Or was it Kim Kardashian? One of them anyway.
Well, same thing. Right, so that was the feud. I think they've since patched things up, though.
Are you team Paris and Nicole in that feud?
I think because I'm such a big Lionel Richie fan, I'm team Nicole.
I'm team Nicole, too.
I'm team Nicole. But purely based off the deck, because I didn't know who to pick.
Oh, no, I just think she's funnier.
Also, she's funnier, isn't she? Right, next up, Sarah Jessica Parker, SJP versus Kim Cattrall. I feel like we were all aware that there was definitely stuff going on behind the scenes.
Yeah, but like, Sarah Jessica Parker is meant to be an absolute demon.
I feel like anyone would struggle to get on with her.
Yeah, but she was just meant to be an awful bitch.
Really?
Yeah.
Pure, what's your one's name in Glee? Leah Michelle.
Pure Leah Michelle energy.
Diva. And yeah. Also, I would argue, right, controversial opinion, that Kim was the star of it.
The girls, all the girls, I think Kim, the other two, made that show.
And the other two.
Tim and the other two.
Now, I never even watched the movies or anything because I think I was at an awkward age with the when Sex and the City was on TV. Because it was so gay and also like there was like sexing and stuff. But I remember even again on YouTube watching, there was a scene where Samantha got with a fireman. Mm. But like he literally slid down the fireman's pole. I think this is like imprinted in my mind. So I'm hoping he did, because otherwise people are going to be like, no,
yeah.
But as a fireman, and basically like she rode him at work. Like, unreal. Next to, like, a fire truck.
She
and then
had all
the came
best.
In.
She had all the sexiest fellas.
She had all the best fellas.
She was
fellas.
Going out with that actor fella. She also had, she had a threesome with a gay couple.
Really?
No, some of the stuff her character said in Sex and the City is chaos.
Oh, so much of it,
of
like,
the time.
In a lens of 2021, like, would not go down well.
But as a person, Kim Cattrall, I love her.
Love her, yeah.
I'm Team Kim.
I'm Team Kim, but we don't even know what happened, do you?
Oh, what happened?
Do you know what happened?
No, I just, off face
I
value.
I feel like SJP was a bit of a plague. So rumours began when Kim refused to participate in the third Sex and the City movie, right?
Yeah.
Then in an interview in 2018, Kim called out SJP in particular, saying, "I really think she could have been nicer. I don't know what her issue is. I never have." Things escalated even further in 2018 when Sarah offered her condolences to her co-star when Kim's brother passed away, and Kim responded with a bitter Instagram post dismissing Sarah's words. Never knew about this, by the way.
I saw that.
Did you?
Yeah.
Saying, and I quote, "I don't need your love or support at this time, at Sarah Jessica Parker. You are not my family. You are not my friend." Jesus Christ.
She said, fuck off.
She said, "I don't need your mask card." She said, "You're not welcome at the funeral."
She said, "Get back to your laptop and write
Oh my
something.
God. I'm Team Kim.
I'm Team Kim.
Yeah, I'm Team Kim. I feel like most people would be kind of Team Kim. The thing is, they're shooting, obviously, the series now, right?
Is it a series?
They're back with the series,
aren't
they?
Oh, I thought they were doing another film.
No, they're doing the series now. And that's why everyone's like, it's not going to be the same without Samantha. Do you know what I mean?
Are they going to bring in, like, a Samantha type?
I know. And then are they just going to be, like, a knockoff of her character and never live up to the expectation?
How are they going to explain that she's not there?
Yeah, it's so weird.
Are they going to kill her off with the cancer? Are they going to say the cancer came back? She had cancer in the
yeah,
show. That would be mean.
That would be mean. That's what they're going to do, though, I feel. Okay, so next up, we have your girl Nikki versus Miley Cyrus.
Who had a lot to say about her the other day in the press. Miley, what's good?
But that's what I remember. I remember her at the VMA saying, "Miley, what's good?" But I never knew
what the feud was about.
Miley actually
what was it
said,
about? I still don't know. I just know that was iconic.
Let me bring up my notes, baby. So when Nicki won the VMA for Best Hip Hop Video in 2015, the rapper directly called out Miley during her speech for having a lot to say about me the other day in the press.
Yo,
well,
Miley,
remember,
what's good?
Anyway, it was a reference to Miley's comments in an interview with the New York Times where she criticised Nicki for tweeting about the lack of representation after her Anaconda video didn't receive a nomination for the VMA Video of the Year award. Mm. Now, also, justice for Anaconda.
Yeah.
That video was
iconic.
Oh my God, hang it in the Louvre.
Yeah.
And the Louvre. Then in 2019, Miley released a track called Catitude. No, never heard a song called Catitude. Which includes the lyrics, "I love you, Nicki, but I listen to Cardi."
But in this, in direct response to when she goes, "What's good?" she goes, straight away Miley was like, "Oh, you know how press is and they twist your words."
I think that's what happened, right? But also, I'm still Team Nicki.
I'm Team Nicki just because I don't want Nicki. The barbs to come for me.
Okay, next up, Tyra v. Naomi.
This is my favourite.
I always knew there was beef between these two. And I feel like...
It's my favourite one.
And I feel like everyone would have assumed that, like, because Naomi Campbell had this, like, diva persona, and because, you know, there was that moment where she threw the phone and stuff, that everyone was like, oh, it's Naomi's fault,
yeah.
right? But anyway, so the supermodels had an intense feud back in the early 90s with Tyra revealing that she did not feel welcomed by Naomi when she was a new girl coming into the modeling business.
Yeah, and it was chaos.
Also, I feel like that was maybe in her head because Naomi's probably like, I'm Naomi fucking Campbell.
And she, I don't welcome anyone.
Yeah.
And also, it's so funny because do you remember she got on the Tyra show?
Yeah, so that's what happened then. Yeah. And then Tyra's like, you made me feel like this. And she's like, what?
Yeah, Naomi was just like, okay.
Yeah.
Because she's so British as well. So she was just like, why are you being so pressed? She
but
was
the
like,
thing is as well, I feel like Naomi wasn't chatting to anyone at those shows.
I feel, obviously.
Naomi Campbell.
I do think Naomi's a bit of a bitch, right? But like in like an iconic way.
An iconic way,
like she's
yeah.
fucked a phone of her assistant. Like.
Yeah, like
she, but she, you just have to leave her off.
You just have to leave her off.
But Tyra is like one of those classic, I think, Joe kind of the good girls that are like, oh, poor me.
Yeah,
like I'm like by everyone. I'm like look. I'm gonna dress you this way, but like looking for pity kind of vibes.
Yeah. So anyway, it transpired that years later, Tyra and Naomi seem to have buried the hatchet. Eventually reuniting together on Tyra's talk show in 2005 to clear the air. Right.
Yeah.
Apparently they cleared the air there, but I still think Naomi is like, well, I'm not really sorry.
I'm not sorry.
Because,
like that didn't happen.
Like, sorry, we weren't friends. Like, what do you want me to do? Invite you back to mine after the gigs, and we can, I don't know, share a bag of Doritos. Do you know what I mean? And watch a movie. She wasn't going to do that. She's Naomi Campbell. But anyway, rumours of the feud were reignited recently in 2020 when Naomi shared an article on her Instagram titled "Here's Why Fans Are Starting to Think Tyra Banks Is the Real Mean Girl, Not Naomi Campbell."
Oh.
So I don't think the beef is like fully over.
But Tyra's just focused on her ice cream career. Do you see that
What's
now?
She doing now?
I spent an hour on her Instagram there one day just trying to figure out what she's up to with the ice cream. It's called Smize Cream. Look that up, just double check.
Smize Cream.
I think it's called Smize Cream. Check if it's called Smize Cream.
Smize Cream Tyra. Let me check. Smize Cream Tyra.
And they have all different flavours and stuff.
Smize Cream.
Is it Smize Cream?
Super premium ice cream.
Smize Cream.
How much is it? It's... $14 a pint.
Jesus.
I can't believe it. Smize Cream.
Smize Cream. She's milking that America's Next Top
Shut
Model.
Shut up about smizing.
Stop.
Oh my God.
Smiling with your eyes.
Right, so last in the feuds comes Elton John v Madonna, right?
Did they feud?
I think it's just like a constant thing. Like that they just don't like each other.
Oh, really?
But thing is, right, when you're that famous, when you're that well off, you can afford not to like people.
I know, but like, everyone should be nice to each other, no?
Yeah, but also...
If they're annoying, they're annoying.
If they're annoying, they're annoying.
I'd probably have a feud with Madonna if I was
I'd probably have a feud with Madonna, wouldn't
She's
I?
She's annoying.
She's a bit annoying.
Sorry, Barry and Phil.
And also, I feel like Elton John would just call a spade. And it all apparently started in 2002 when Elton criticised Madonna's track for the 007 film Die Another Day as the worst Bond tune of all time. I don't know, hard disagree here now. For me, I'm kind of Team Madonna.
That's kind of the only bop I like of hers. No, I like a few of her bops, but that's a good one.
I like it. So then to add to the drama, Elton made some rude comments about her when he was accepting an award for the Classic Songwriter Award. He was astonished to see her receiving the award for Best Live Act. He used the F word, asking... when lip syncing started becoming accepted as live.
Oh.
Maybe this was just echoed by the fella then. Because the fella is probably pure like, what Elton said. Yeah. What my fella said. He said that everyone who lip syncs needs to be shot. Now, I would argue that's a bit intense. I don't know if I'm agreeing with him there.
And also, I don't need to be shot.
Yeah, and also, I kind of sometimes I like the lip syncing because they give it more in the dance department.
And they can dance, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And sometimes when I go to see a show, I want to see him bail around the gaff.
Yeah.
After that, he sent her Christmas cards for 2 years, but both were returned. Now, I would like to say that that's a bad bitch move.
That's iconic.
Imagine being sent a Christmas card by one of your neighbours and sending it back. They'd be like, what the heck is this?
I love that. Return to sender.
Return to sender. That needs to be a Madonna track. It looked like Madonna accepted the challenge and was ready for a verbal war. It's been going on for over a decade.
Okay.
Oh my God.
I'm team neither. They're both just catty old queens.
Isn't it weird that when I think of Elton John now, instead of picturing Elton John, I picture Taron Egerton?
Oh yeah.
Isn't that so weird?
That
probably
is weird.
Because he's pure hot.
Yeah, he is hot.
Now, if I was Elton John, they were like, we found the perfect person to play you in your like movie biopic or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, it's perfect. And they said it's Taron Egerton. I'd be like, oh my fucking God, yes.
Unreal.
You know what I mean?
Is he gay?
Taron Egerton?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I don't think he's like... fully spoken about it.
Okay.
So like there, I think I've definitely googled it before and see what the scat is, but I don't think there's any. I think I would say grey area.
Okay.
No, like I could see him. I'd say he'd let a fella suck him off.
Stunning.
Do you know what I mean?
That's what we. That's our litmus test for gays. He says we need to calm down.
But that's not even gays. That's the thing. He might even be gay.
He's
but
just open to he's it. He's open on the to spectrum. It. Yeah,
which is like my favorite type.
10 years is too long for a feud. I'm sorry. Now I want my feuds to be quick and short.
Yeah, I don't think I could handle a feud.
Also, I don't like to say sorry to each other and move on. Yeah. Like I would never hold a grudge. Like yeah. If someone's just like, oh, that happened. I'm like, yeah, I did. Let's just can we just move on now? Life's
yeah,
too
but
short.
I never. I depending on what it was.
But I'd never forget.
That's the thing. I'd never forget. You know what I mean? I'm but like, obviously I'm like an elephant.
But I wouldn't forget either because I just think it's weird when people say forgive and forget. No, forgive, but you're never going to be able to forget because you don't have amnesia.
Because
you don't have Alzheimer's, you know what I mean? You're not
going to
forget.
Yeah, forget it.
I won't be able to, like, and then if something happened in the future, you will remember that they did that. It's repetitive behaviour. I just don't understand forgive
and forget. I definitely give
forget.
Someone a second chance the whole time.
Yeah, forgive, but, like, I just don't understand the word forgive and forget, because you're not going to.
You're not going to, that's so true.
It's not men in black wipe your mind with a pen kind of vibes. You know what I mean?
Right, so even though I've never been in a proper fight to date.
Yes.
Yeah. Be warned. You should be afraid. I have compiled a list of celebs who, if I was to fight, I feel like I could take them in a fight.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who?
So I feel like I could fight Jedward, two of them.
Okay, yeah, obviously.
And would that just be kind of iconic if I was to beat the two of them?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That would be hilarious.
Troye Sivan, I don't really know what he looks like and stuff. And I don't know the difference between him and Timothée Chalamet. I always get him confused. So if they wanted to team up as well, I feel like I could take the two of them.
You're basically just naming out twinks. You're just saying you could beat all twinks up.
No, there's some people on here who aren't twinks, let me see. No, there's not. Tom Holland's kind of a twink, isn't he?
No, he'd kick the shit out of you.
He'd kick the shit out of you, wouldn't he?
Spider-Man
fella, yeah.
Spider-Man.
Well, obviously, he's had an unfair advantage. I'm not going to fight him when he's in training for the movie. Like, when he's, like, had some downtime.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean? And he's kind of, like, fallen out of his, like, training regime.
Okay.
The fella in Sex Education.
Yeah.
You know, the lead
fella. The lead fella.
I'm just kind of picking all kind of...
You're all twinks.
Skin flints.
Yeah.
I also wrote down, the only people I could think of was fighting kind of Irish people. So I was like, oh, would I fight Niall Horan? But I feel like maybe he'd bait me up.
And as well, I wouldn't want to. I think he'd be lovely.
I think he'd be lovely. And I also think, though, that maybe because he was on tour and stuff, because he missed out on some of his secondary school life and stuff, maybe he was a bit sheltered. So that's maybe why I could take him.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
He didn't know.
He wasn't doing that much fighting and he had bodyguards and stuff. So if it was actually to be one-on-one, could I take him?
Probably.
I don't know. I'm never going to fight him realistically, am I?
Well, I think if out of that list, you'd probably be able to fight Niall Horan if you see him. We'd probably see him at some stage.
That's the thing, and if he listens to the pod, is he going to call me out?
But also, Padraig just looks exactly like Niall Horan, so just fight Padraig again.
Just fight Padraig. We'll record it. I'll try and bait Padraig, and then just be like, oh my God, I bait up Niall Horan.
Yeah. And we sell it to the tabloids.
We'll sell it. Is there anyone you think you could take? I feel like you could take a load of celebs.
Well, we need to calm down this narrative because we're making out in the podcast like I'm this Billy Big Bollocks who could bait the world.
But like...
I couldn't.
Sometimes when you're after drink, you do like embrace that title more.
I don't.
You would be like, oh, I bait him.
No, I never.
You do.
I never in my life said I'd bait him. But I don't be like, I'm going to go off and bait the shit out of him.
Sometimes we'd be walking around Westfield girls and PJ would just get nuts.
I
and he'd
don't.
Like, he'd be like, ask him for a fight, will ya?
Shut up.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Right, onto someone who I never have a need to fight with.
But who could bait anyone?
Yeah, she slapped me into next week, I feel. Because she's Phil, a Dylan's Cross girl.
She's a Dylan's Cross girl, a heart girl. She'd kick the shit out of anyone.
Right, time for Mam Knows Best.
With Phil to me.
Okay.
So, hi everyone. My question this week is, My mum passed away suddenly a few months ago. I'm really struggling. Any advice? Look, I'm very sorry to hear about your lovely mum. Struggling would be a good word, because that's what it just feels like. And it's so raw. A few months is no time at all. You're bound to be feeling, you know, sad and lost. And, oh my God, it's so difficult. But look, when anyone that we love passes away, belong to us, we feel that the whole world should stop turning and come to some abrupt halt almost, and that people should feel as we feel. But, you know, your father may still be alive. You may have siblings. You know, your mum's relatives or friends, I'm sure they're going through the same struggle, you know, that they're feeling lost and sad. So you're not on your own. But look, it does get easier. It sounds a bit cliche, but honestly, time is a great help and healer. And down the road, you'll wake up, and as opposed to remembering the time when she died, and maybe that day or the lead up to it, you know, and the what ifs and buts and why, your memories, you know, they'll go back way further. I'm not sure how old you are. It could be mid-20s or something. But, you know, from the first step you took to your first day at school, you know, your first job, maybe graduating college, your mum would have been there for you and a source of great support, I'm sure. And, you know, she's part of you, and probably had a great influence on your life and who you are today. So bring that forward with you. She'll always be a part of you. And even though not visible, she's always in your heart. And talk to her. I find, you know, I get solace when I go to the graveyard, even though my mum has passed away a few years now. But, you know, a lovely fine day, sun shining, I take off, I go out there, maybe not to kneel and pray, but I kind of offload. I tell her all the dramas and what's going on. And if I need help with anything, you know, with the kids or myself, I'd say, Mum, could you help me out in this? And she always does. So I always talk to her. She's always part of my life. And I know you'll be the same. But if there comes a day when you feel you're not getting there, or, you know, it's hurting so much that you can't put one foot in front of the other, there are other supports there, you know. Maybe bereavement counselling or something like that will help. But it's, you know, I feel ridiculous even saying it, but it's a process. There's no easy way to go through it, but you're going through it and you will get there. So good luck with everything, okay?
That is really tough, isn't
it?
Yeah,
that's a tough one.
But great advice from your mum.
Yeah.
And I love that she goes out to the grave. Like, that people do find that very comforting. Like, mm-hmm. my mum loves going out visiting the graves, yeah. and having a chat with them, because it's like a place to go.
Yeah.
Where you can, like, not think about the world and just have a that's proper chat with them. Do you
even
know what I mean?
Like, I mean, I'd really only go down to the graves Christmas, like, mm-hmm. because that tends to be the time I'm home and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's so weird when you do, like, even when you set foot in a graveyard, like, you do, your mind kind of can't think of anything mm-hmm. else but that. So it is a nice time to take, like, some time out and just have, like, that time for yourself.
So try it, but don't feel bad if that doesn't work for
you.
Yeah,
that might work for you.
It doesn't work for me. Yeah. Like, I can't, like, I don't really, when I go to the graveyard, I'm just like, okay, like, just looking at the headstone.
Yeah.
But other people find it really helpful.
Other people do, yeah. So
there you go. It's also a process, girls. So anyway, I would think about you, sending you loads of love.
Yeah, sending you loads of love. Speaking of fights, if there was one person I could get in a fight with right now, it'd be those fucking builders.
I know they're doing the job, but, like,
but also, they're weeks at it. They're weeks at it. And these gaps are tiny, and they're doing a small extension out the back.
They're doing loads of fag breaks, I think.
Loads of fag breaks and cups of tea and stuff.
That's what they're doing.
Anyway, girlies, that's it for this week. And ultimately, girls, stop the fighting. That's the message we want to spread today. Stop the fighting.
Spread love, not war.
Yeah, that's...
Do you know what I mean?
That's what we want. Peace and love, girlies.
Peace, love and harmony.
I remember when Lady Gaga was performing in the Marquee in Cork, right?
Yeah.
I never got a ticket because, like, I wasn't, like, that into her when she first announced the gig.
Okay.
And then by the time the gig came around, I swear, I was listening to The Fame every day of my life, and I was, like, distraught that I didn't have a ticket, right? And then I remember I just, I was really weird. So when the concert was on, I was like, I'm just going to listen to the album again in my room, right? And then I started copying the tattoos that she had. So I drew in a pen, the piece, she has a piece on her wrist. And for some reason, I drew it on my wrist in a biro. And I was like, I'm not well. I was actually like, this is like,
that's weird.
Ridiculous behavior, isn't it?
But also, but anyway, put your paws up.
Put your paws up, girlies.
Because you were born this way.
Anyway, thanks so much for listening, girlies.
Bye.
All the best. Take care.
Bye,
see you
bye,
soon.
Bye, 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 bye. Bye. What was that?
That's me competing.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.